Time now for some writing now, creative writing that's been sent in by Claire Jaggard from South Gloucestershire. She's a brilliant writer who we featured with her letter to garlic a little earlier on in the year. Well, this is her latest upload now. And I feel like I probably will have been Claire's nightmare teenager. She would have been driven mad up the wall by me. So dirty laundry on the floor, that sofa blanket that's supposed to look decorative and all nice, just scrunched up and shoved on the floor next to the sofa instead of folded nicely and all that sort of stuff. Crumbs on the worktop after I've made me toast, all that sort of stuff. Claire would be cursing me, I tell you. This is a tale, though, of empty nesting and being careful what you wish for. This is one for the parents of any teenager. Take a listen to this. It's called The Chocolate Spread Dream by Claire Jaggard.
One day I will live in a house where the chocolate spread goes back in the cupboard. Right now, it doesn't matter how many times I separate the jar from the toaster, the minute my back is turned, they're snuggling up together again on the counter. The dishwasher will be either empty or filling. It won't be half full of clean dishes waiting to be put away, garnished with a sprinkling of used pots and pans. I'll be able to set the table for dinner without having to remove packaging from the latest parcel delivery, abandoned in the excitement of examining its contents. The sofa will have cushions that look pretty for more than a day. Mine go mountaineering, clambering up the sofa sides to support teenage heads and waiting there patiently for their return. I might no longer find half-drunk glasses of squash in the bathroom or heaps of bowls on bedroom floors, contents congealed and incubating mould. Heavens, I might even be able to tell what colour the carpet is in there again. Friends whose children have grown up and gone tell me this dream will come true, that they can leave their house in the morning and come back later to find, miracle of miracles, everything is just as they left it. Not even a sticky spoon to welcome them. How will I feel when it's my turn? Will it be a dream come true or a living nightmare? I may follow a trail of destruction around my home, but at least it's a sign of life. If I miss them too much when they're gone, I can always pull the chocolate spread back out of the cupboard.
I mean, it's brilliant, that, isn't it? I love it. I do feel like I would be Claire's worst nightmare of a teenager when I was a teenage lad. Apologies in advance, Claire, for me not even being your son, but for the stress that would induce with you. But just a great way of writing, isn't it? A great sort of look to be careful what you wish for. Her reading on that is perfect too, isn't it? Do send more, Claire. We love that. We love that indeed. At bbc.co.uk/upload if you are making stuff like that. Claire wrote that for the Thornbury U3A Creative Writing Group. Big shout to those guys who I know a few of them will be listening because Claire said that she'd been played tonight. So thank you very much, Claire, for sending that in. And why not, if you are part of a creative writing group like the guys at U3A, why not send us what you're making? bbc.co.uk/upload.